Yes.
At the risk of appearing cynical.
Bill, not you. Surely not after all these years.
If the president is really so interested in getting those 74,000 people back to work, then why did you stop bashing Congress and switch the funds over so they can go to work?
Bill, this is a fascinating process where the party with the responsibility, the party that created this problem, is out of town, and the reporters here are blaming the party that wants the problem fixed. The fact of the matter is, look, we are obviously looking at the different options that we have, that the president has. The simple reality is that because of a political dispute, this is exactly what Americans loathe about the process here, justifiably and understandably. Because of an ideologically driven decision made, there is a stalemate over a measure that has never been a problem in the past. They can resolve. We need to and we can have fights over these issues that divide us, but we should not have these fights in a way that throw 74,000 people out of in ways that throw 74,000 people out of work who innocently. This is not their fight. And so, as Secretary LaHood made clear, it is wholly inappropriate for members of Congress to go on recess, go on vacation, and leave this issue hanging and take away from these hardworking Americans their paychecks for at least another 4, 5, 6 weeks when they could resolve this issue right away.
Sure. But if your goal is to get them back to work, then get them back to work.
I think I've answered
it. It's within the president's power, apparently.
Apparently, based on your hearing from some other reporter who's hearing it from another, I think maybe a little reporting on everybody's part would be efficacious. And what I can say is that we are looking at things that the president might be able to do. This is a matter that Congress, a crisis yet again that Congress created unnecessarily that can be resolved instantly by Congress. Yes, Mr. Henry.
In fact,
are we going to ask this question again? Because I think I've answered it.
Jay, can the president do it? I wanted to ask you why the president can't call the Senate Majority Leader, Harry Reid, who he gets along with quite well, and Democrats yesterday, I'm told, blocked a unanimous consent agreement in the Senate to push the bill forward.
Correct. I know that's what the Speaker of the House and his office is saying,
right.
Ed. And here's the thing. The House measure has a provision that is designed, that has is politically motivated, and we can have that fight. In the name of achieving that, you know, getting that scalp, we are preventing these 74,000 Americans from working. So the way to do it is
blocked it, though. Democrats
right, you mean
blocked
that
the request,
right? And the House refused to pass a Kleenex bill, which the Democrats would, which the Senate would pass. But no. That is the issue, Ed.
But if you want to put the people back to work,
then you pass
the
a clean bill
on the table and come back in a month.
It works.
No. You say the top priority is to put people back to work.
That's how it works. We get what we want on our unrelated political agenda item, and then we come back and fight it. That's not how it works. If you have a dispute that's creating a logjam that will not allow this extension to pass because of an ideological dispute, that preventing 74,000 people from working, you remove the problem, you take the splinter out or whatever is causing the problem, and you pass the clean bill, and then you have the fight, if you want to have the fight, on the other issue. That's what we believe.